brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. Got Jim Mars coming up in the next segment on a host of key issues. Got this article here in my hands. The latest Infowars.com story, America Has Gone Away, by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. And it says, anyone who doesn't believe that the U.S. is an insipid fascist state needs only to consult the latest assault on civil liberties by Fox News. Instead of informing citizens, Fox News informs on citizens. Jason Dietz reports from Fox News, no longer content to simply shill for a growing police state. Folks, we have to stand together or hang separate. Really, nobody came to our aid a few months ago when Fox News reported us repeatedly to Homeland Security. That says, turning in a grandmother to the Department of Homeland Security for making anti-American statements. And Fox News said that she criticized the government. I've got Fox News video where they say, taser 9/11 truthers, put us in secret jails. I put that in my films, clips of it. It goes on, the media have segued into the police attitude, which regards insistence on civil liberties and references the constitutions as signs of extremism, especially when the Constitution is invoked in defense of dissent or privacy or a placard or bumper sticker. And then it goes into the Fox piece calling Homeland Security on somebody that criticized the government. Well, what happened here? What happened here? This is an article from March 31st, 2010. What, 8 months ago or so? Fox News calls for Obama to be killed while framing Alex Jones for instigating violence. And then we have the clip of the video clip where they call for one of their hosts, call for Obama to be killed. No Secret Service came there. Of course, Michael Reagan got to call for Mark Dice to be killed. He said, I will give you money. I want him shot. I will pay for the bullets. I mean, if I said that, I'd be arrested in hours and should be. And I got millions of listeners. Somebody could very well go out and kill somebody if I told them to. Instead, Fox News put out a story claiming I was calling for violence and then culling through comments on the website trying to claim I was supporting calls for violence. People ask why after a few weeks comments get erased. That's the only way. We don't have time to go through them all and find calls for violence. And so the comments are there while the stories are getting attention. People can have their debate, and then it all gets memory holed. Because I can't have the Secret Service here every month. And Fox News and the ADL crawling through comments and reporting it like I'm calling for it. We ought to just get rid of the comments entirely, I'm telling you. And that forum is nothing but problems. FBI, Secret Service, I mean, I can't handle it. Federal subpoenas. And I want people to be able to debate and discuss, but it continues. Mass murdering, promoting Fox News, the network that was instrumental in pushing lies about weapons of mass destruction that resulted in the deaths of over a million innocent people, is so concerned about violent comments on the Internet that it employs teams of people to trawl through anti-establishment websites. And they listed Infowars.com as terrorist, looking for reasons to report Alex Jones to the authorities. And then we've got links to their stories doing that. So it's not just this woman they call Homeland Security on. They called them on us repeatedly. We discovered it's Fox News, the ADL, and the Southern Poverty Law Center that are doing this to us. And don't forget, within 2 hours of Richard Poplawski killing those three cops in Pittsburgh a year and a half ago, the Southern Poverty Law Center connected writer had been given access to the computer, thousands of URLs had been visited, and they said that he was a fan of Alex Jones. And they had some suspicious guy on TV within minutes saying it after they got him in custody. Okay? And then we went and looked at his comments on my site. He was a white supremacist attacking me and saying I was wrong for not being for violence. So, who does the Southern Poverty Law Center and the feds and the cops think of when there's three dead cops? Who's the first person they think of? Alex Jones. Pin that scarlet letter on his chest. Tell cops he wants them dead so we can sick cops on him. Unbelievable.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, for the rest of this hour, Jim Mars joins us tomorrow. We've got a huge lineup of guests, and I'll do 4, maybe 5 hours live tomorrow. This is the last live show of the year, then I'll be back live Sunday, first live show of the year. Before we go any further, though, what in the world are they spraying? We've had trouble keeping this in stock, and they've had trouble printing them fast enough. Excellent film on the geoengineering, the chemtrailing, the admissions that it's going on. We have it discounted at the lowest price anywhere at Infowars.com. What in the world are they spraying? The information in this film will take your breath away. What is geoengineering? The difference between a contrail and a chemtrail, the environmental implications of geoengineering, how the spraying affects you, your family, and even the food you eat. It's What in the World Are They Spraying? Available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And I meant to carry it. It's been a New York Times bestseller. We are carrying it now at Infowars.com in hardcover. And that's Jim Mars' new book, The Trillion-Dollar Conspiracy, How the New World Order, Man-Made Disease, and Zombie Banks Are Destroying America. And, of course, he's also written The Rise of the Fourth Reich, The Secret Societies That Threaten to Take Over America. He joins us now. But the first thing I want to talk about with Jim Mars is this issue. People like to say it's a Catholic conspiracy, or it's a Jewish conspiracy, or it's a Masonic conspiracy, or it's an alien conspiracy, or it's a The truth is, from my research, I want to get Jim's take on this, it is a scientific dictatorship conspiracy of predatory psychopaths that build governmental and corporate structures to carry out their eugenics operations. It's just like everything Hitler did, he learned from the United States and England on record. It wasn't 1,000, it was tens of thousands of Nazis brought here to run every facet of our government. So it's not a Nazi conspiracy. The Nazis are only one branch of this. Then why does it come out that Israel carried out eugenics against tens of thousands of their children? It's a very dark system behind all of this. And at the top of all these pyramids, whether it's the Vatican or the Masonic orders or the main Protestant churches, you find the same people interlocking together, and that's how the globalists control society. It's now been declassified, confirming what old-timers reported, that it was true our government was funding the Soviets the whole time. Again, it's not our government. They create the enemy to then build up the police state to counter it, just like Al-Qaeda was government-created by Zbigniew Brzezinski. I mean, you get where I'm going with this, Jim. And when you get right down to the deepest levels of this, what is the New World Order? Who are the head honchos?
Well, you just hit the nail on the head, Alex. You know, when you ask, well, is it a communist conspiracy? Is it a Zionist conspiracy? Is it a Masonic conspiracy? Is it Illuminati? And you know, and the answer is yes, all of the above. Because as you know, and as you just very well articulated, and as I have found out by tracking these folks, all the way back through recorded history, there has been a little knot of people, okay, if you want to call them people, you call them psychopaths, and I think, and obviously, they're not operating with a full load. They have wanted to control, and it's all about power and control. Everyone talks about greed, and all the corporations are all just greedy, and the pharmaceutical corporations, they're just greedy. Well, yeah, they're greedy. And they want money, but money to them is not the objective. It's just the means to the objective, and the objective is power and control. They want to control everybody, and this is why, if you'll think about it in the grandest sense of history, that throughout all our recorded history, we find that starting with man's first recorded civilization, at least in the Western Hemisphere, started between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers, which is now Iraq. And then it spread north into the Caucasus Mountain regions and then into what is now southern Russia and then into Eastern Europe, to Western Europe. And it spread southward through Palestine into Egypt, Greece, Rome, and again into Western Europe to the British Isles. And then civilization spread to the east coast of the United States. And during the 1800s, of course, there was that huge westward expansion until we filled up North America and reached the Pacific coast. Why were these people all, why moving? Why was everybody moving? Wasn't everybody happy with where they were? No. And history makes no secret about it. They were all moving, trying to escape religious and political tyranny. Everybody, they're trying to control them. But we just moved. But Alex, as you well know more than anybody else, there's no place left to go. We're going to have to turn and fight, right?
Yes. You're absolutely right. You know, Jim, you've been one of the deepest researchers on the Nazis and Anthony Sutton's work on record. Our government did finance them. I wouldn't say totally controlled them, but had them infiltrated, built them up, told them to invade areas of Europe, you know, use the Nazis to create the crisis to offer the UN world government a solution. And of course, Hitler wanted a world government as well and, you know, really brought in the modern Olympics as we know it. But now it's the New York Times last week or 2 weeks ago. Oh, more Nazis than we thought brought in. It turns out Simon Wiesenthal and all that stuff, it was just a show. They tracked a few little low level guys, but all the real top Nazis, they weren't just protected. They were put in positions over everything because they were ruthless. They believed in eugenics. They would do what they were told. So, of course, you wrote Rise of the Fourth Reich. And, man, I tell you, now it's coming out, mainstream news about the Bushes and the Nazis.
Yeah, it's all turning out to be all too true. But let me tell you something that I did not stress, I don't think, hard enough in my book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, and that you're going to really resonate with. And that's with, we all know that Wall Street, the City of London, these wealthy Western bankers and financiers, they bankrolled Hitler and the Nazis. They created them, okay? So then, wait a minute, why do we have to fight World War II to stop the Nazis? What happened there? Well, let me throw this at you. When Hitler took over Germany in January 1933, economically it was on its knees. Half the country was out of work. Inflation was eating them up. Hyperinflation. We remember the stories about how these Germans had to take wheelbarrow loads of cash just to buy a loaf of bread. Okay? In 2 years, 2 years, Hitler had turned that completely around. Okay? And by the 1936 Olympics of 1936, the Berlin Olympics, Germany was a showcase of economic strength and viability. Why? Okay, how did that happen? Because here's where Hitler made his greatest mistake. He did not borrow debt-entangled money from the international bankers. He created his own money through the Deutsche Bank, the Reichsmarks, and he used the state-issued money to then pay off people working on public projects like the Autobahn, building big buildings and stuff. Everybody got a job. He put everybody back to work. Everybody got a paycheck. They were spending their paychecks. Money was flowing through the economy, and they became very prosperous. The international bankers could not let that continue to exist, because then every other country, like the United States, which now is awash in debt, and we can't seem to do anything because we're $14 trillion in debt, you know, they had to stop Hitler. And in fact, I did quote in my book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, Winston Churchill, who said, quote, "You must understand that this war is not against Hitler or National Socialism, but against the strength," meaning the economic strength, "of the German people, which must be smashed once and for all, regardless of whether it's in the hands of Hitler or a Jesuit priest." Okay, in other words, they weren't against National Socialism. They're pushing that in this country right now. But they did not want Germany leading the financial economic order.
Well, that was the same reason for World War One on record.
Right. Exactly. It all goes back to the money, but it's not just money per se. It's the control and power that money brings.
Well, it's the controlling of the issuance of currency and credit. I want to get your take on the time we've got left in this segment. I want to come back and get into a WikiLeaks that you've been hot on the trail of. I want to get your perspective on that and a lot more on what's happening with the trillion-dollar conspiracy, your New York Times best-selling book. But what's your take on the TSA overall?
Oh, listen, this is an agency we need to do away with. This is just insane. Let me tell you something. We're coming right off of talking about Hitler and the Nazis. The Gestapo was bad enough. If they caught you, got you in their clutches, they would take you to their underground dungeons, and they would commit unspeakable acts, okay? But even the Gestapo, even the SS, even Hitler's Nazis did not have the audacity to try to strip down and grope the genitals of the German people or of the Europeans of the 1930s and 40s. They knew they wouldn't be allowed to get away with
that. And the government always wants more, more, more. If they get away with this, what's next? Well, we know, federally funded, warrantless blood draws on the side of the highway.
Right. And by the way, I've got to hand it to you, Alex. Every time I'm looking for the cutting edge of the news, you know, those stories that are being downplayed by the mainstream media, but that are so important to understanding of what's going on in the world. And every time I find one of these stories, inevitably it tracks back to InfoWars or Prison Planet. You're doing a great job.
Well, God bless you. That's why the mainstream media and COINTELPRO are after us 24/7. But God takes everything and turns it into a blessing. We want them to continue the attacks. They're bringing us all these new listeners. God bless them.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is our guest. Great to have him with us. Started out at the Fort Worth Star-Telegram as a criminal beat reporter driving around with a police radio. He was reporting, you know, back during the JFK assassination. He taught the first course in college on the JFK assassination from the conspiracy perspective. And now look at the polls. Upwards of 90% today say the official story of the JFK assassination is a fraud and a lie. Before we get into the WikiLeaks, the other issues I raised, Jim, in this short segment, what do you think of Judge Andrew Napolitano or Raul Rivera, all these other people coming out and saying they don't believe the official story of 9/11? That has got to really scare the system that their big enchilada, their big event is being exposed.
I know it's incredible. Everything, you know, we touched on the TSA thing, which is just absolutely incredible, and everything else that's going on. And, of course, the wars are continuing in Afghanistan and Iraq, and then and the guys are coming back. They're going to have Gulf War Syndrome 2, 3. It's just everything. And the money that's being siphoned out of the system, and it all goes back to 9/11. But, Alex, let me tell you something. Having lived through the Kennedy assassination and then dealt with that for so many years, for about 15 years after the Kennedy assassination, which was November the 22nd, 1963, for 15 years, it was just considered impolite to even bring it up and discuss it in decent company. You just weren't supposed to talk about it. And I submit to you, Alex, that we are in a somewhat similar situation today with 9/11. You're just not supposed to talk about it. And if you do bring it up, then you must be some kind of conspiracy kook. But let me tell you something. Just like the Kennedy assassination, 9/11 is not going to go away, okay? Because the evidence, the questions, the inconsistencies, the anomalies, they make the Kennedy assassination look like truly a deep, dark mystery. And today, as you well know, because you and I both have looked deeply into the Kennedy assassination, if in general sense, the details we don't know, but in a general sense, anyone who studies it can now know exactly what happened in the Kennedy assassination, which was a coup d'etat in the United States. But it makes that look like a really deep mystery compared to the in-your-face evidence concerning 9/11. And so they can't keep it hidden forever. And Geraldo and others, Janet Napolitano, hey, 6 out of the 10 9/11 commissioners have stated that, you know, raise questions about 9/11. In fact, last year, in a book entitled The Ground Truth by John Farmer, and John Farmer is not a conspiracy
theorist. He was the head lawyer on the commission.
He was the head lawyer. He was the senior counsel. And he says, quote, in the course of our investigation and the national response to the attacks, the 9/11 Commission staff discovered that the official version of what had occurred that morning, that is, what government military officials had told Congress, the commission, the media, and the public about who knew what and when, was almost entirely and inexplicably untrue. Now, that's the head of the 9/11 Commission.
Amazing information, and I do what you just did all the time. Janet Napolitano has not come out for 9/11 Truth. It was Andrew Napolitano.
Right.
I do the same thing all the time. He always jokes and calls her his cousin, though she's not his cousin. So what are they going to do as the majority of the public is beginning, and polls show this, to wake up to the fact it's an inside job? What are they going to do next time when they need to blow something up to pose as our saviors? This has got to really be hurting the globalists right now.
Well, it's going to pose them a huge problem when they try to pull off their next false flag operation, because just like the Kennedy assassination, 9/11 hit us in the face like a wet rag. You know, the American public was just not prepared for that. And it was such a shock, such a trauma that, you know, it took us a while to gather our senses. But I think more and more people are going to be on the lookout next time, and they're not going to be able to pull something like that quite as easily.
I agree. That's why they're going with patsies now, where they find mentally ill teenagers, drug them up, get them on airplanes, try to get them to blow up Christmas trees.
Right.
And even mainstream media is now admitting, wow, this is all provocateur.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, that, you know, this is actually kind of a good point. It's a good thing. I don't know about you, Alex, but would you agree with me that the New World Order is somewhat in disarray right now? They're kind of running for cover, and they're trying to cover their backsides, and they're not really quite clear on exactly which way they should go.
I agree with you. Let's come back and talk about WikiLeaks, and we'll get into the economy and where you see it going this year. His book's available. It's a New York Times bestseller. It's The $1 trillion Conspiracy. We got it at InfoWars.com in the shopping cart if you want to support Jim Mars and Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up.
You want answers?
You want answers? Well, so does he.
So do I!
It's Alex Jones.
Yeah!
On GCN Radio Network.
I get excited when I think about the fact how much traction liberty's getting. To watch the tyranny exploding makes me angry. But I know it's a defense mechanism by the globalists, knowing that their time is short. They're hoping that the pre-programmed fake Christians, it's only a 150-year-old doctrine or less, keep thinking it's the end of the world and the rapture with all these Hollywood movies about it, so they all stand down and think, it's a foregone conclusion. Give in to evil. No, it's not. And we're not going to give in to evil. And we can get the 100-year reprieve like Nineveh. You know, it just shames me that it was Christians that led the fight against slavery in this country. Before that led the fight to start our nation, and to see Christians being some of the biggest supporters of evil makes me sick, because you're not Christians. You're following this Masonic Christianoid garbage. Now, before I go any further, another thing, Masons will say, well, we helped found the country. We're fighting tyranny. Really, where are you? Half these cops are Masons out there destroying the Bill of Rights. In fact, we'll talk with Jim Mars about that, where he thinks Masonry sits in all of this, at least the Illuminati version of it that Washington wrote about and warned about. But before I go any further and get into WikiLeaks, Mars has got a lot on that. That's why I originally got him on. I want to tell you about MySolarBackup.com. It's a great plug-and-play solar panel system with the charger and the controller. We've been promoting these for over 3 years. Our listeners just give us great reviews from the folks from Solutions from Science. It's one word, MySolarBackup.com, or 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, MySolarBackup.com. Also, I want to tell you about Prepared.pro. That's P-R-E-P-A. R-E-D.pro. These folks have been in the readiness business for almost 10 years. They are in the business of steel-plated peace of mind. They sell everything you need to be more ready for what's coming down the pike. Survival gear, it's an amazing website. Supplies, even steel-plated underground shelters. They got gun boxes to bury guns, you name it, safe rooms. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. Again, that's prepared.pro for professional crisis preparedness. And it doesn't mean you're scared when you get this type of stuff. It means you're prepared. It means you're on the offense, and a good offense is a good defense. Just as a good defense is an offense. They're interchangeable. They go one with the other. And finally, eFoodsDirect.com. You need firearms. You need food. This is the place to get the food, high quality, you know, made new every week, every month. No GMO, non-hybrid, all different food lines, raw foods, basic foods, gourmet foods. They got free shipping running for, I think, just a few more days. On some of their specials, which is one of the biggest costs with storable foods, is the shipping. So free shipping, giant discount. They got some other specials too. eFoodsDirect.com, big banners on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com if you forget the URL, or call and get a free brochure or ask questions, 800-409-5633. If you don't have storable food, you're crazy. 800-409-5633. I want to thank our sponsors for making this transmission possible. Without them and you, the listener support, we couldn't do any of it. All right, going back to Jim Mars, legendary researcher and author, multiple-time New York Times bestseller, good old-fashioned straw hat police crime beat reporter, JFK research grand poobah. His book, along with one other book, were integrated into the film. Robert Grodin, of course, was seminal as well in the JFK film with Oliver Stone. Continuing with the WikiLeaks situation, it's a very complex issue, but give us your shrewd take on that, Jim Mars. What's your take on WikiLeaks, Jim? We must have lost Jim's connection.
No, I'm here. Hello.
Yes, what's your take on the WikiLeaks?
Well, before we get to WikiLeaks, can I just throw in something about the California missile?
Oh, absolutely.
Give us your... This is huge. This is, let me tell you, this is China slips a submarine 35 miles off our coast, fires off an ICBM-type missile, and our Pentagon, who had to be under the orders of the commander-in-chief, all right, tells us that, oh, well, there was no danger to the United States, and actually we think it was just an airplane contrail and nothing there, folks. Alex, this would be like Hitler invades Poland in September of 1939, starting World War II, and our media says there was a traffic jam on the highways in western Poland this morning. Come on.
Well, maybe it was Santa and his reindeer. We've had a lot of guests on, like Wayne Madsen, who says he has the sources in the government that it was a missile trail, a Polaris copy, you know, launched from under the water. They've had one of the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, or one of the members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. We've had all these NASA top rocket scientists say it was clearly a missile, but then the government says it was a condensation trail. Here's the London Telegraph today. This has been announced by the Chinese military. China preparing for armed conflict in every direction. China's preparing for conflict in every direction, the defense minister said on Wednesday in remarks that threatened to overshadow a visit to Beijing by U.S. counterpart next month. Quote, in the coming years, our military will push forward preparations for military conflict in every strategic direction, said Lang Guanggail. An interview published by several state-backed newspapers. We may be living in peaceful times, but we are never forgetting war, never send the horses south or put the bayonets on the guns away, he said. And remember, over 98% now of rare earth minerals are coming out from Chinese buying up the areas in Africa, South America, and Australia. And the globalists and the CFR have done this by design.
Uh-huh.
They've used the U.S. to fund their world government. Now they're going to bankrupt us, destroy our name, and the Chinese are our absolute rulers because they got one-child policy. They got eugenics. I mean, you know, they want to put lithium in the water. They are the future, and this is it.
And they already have a pyramid power system structure of government, okay? In other words, at the very top is one guy or a handful of people, and then they tell everybody else what to do. So how easy is it going to be to simply put them on the board of directors or buy them off, and then you control all the Chinese?
And by the way, if anybody's doubting this, there are literally hundreds of mainstream news articles I've seen worshiping Singapore, run by a communist Chinese individual who went to Oxford and is admittedly MI6. He stages the kick out of the British in the 1960s. He takes over, and National Geographic admits in their January issue from 10 months ago or so, or 11 months ago, earlier this year, they admit in here that the Singapore model is a test and that this is going to be the model of the world. And it's total fascism. I'll show folks a document cam shot of this, where they have giant all-seeing eye telescreens with troops, where you're executed for criticizing the government. And they just say it's wonderful to be slaves. They say they basically believe in eugenics and that we're animals and that we want tyranny. And, I mean, it is just so crazy to see our media introducing evil as if it's a good thing. And China, and they admit China is now going off the Singapore MI6 model.
Yep. And the thing is, they're all basing this on the current scientific dogma, which says it's all in our DNA. You know, whatever your DNA may
be. Yeah, we don't have free will.
We don't have any free will, except now they're finding out that, do you realize you can take the nucleus out of a cell and the cell continues to function? So in other words, it's not the brain, okay? Something else, it makes us who we are, and it's not the genes, okay? The genes are just the means reproducing and giving us motion, you know.
Well, Jim, that's exactly. It's a con game to say you don't have free will. You're not allowed to have a view. Nothing matters. But by the way, do everything we say. Follow what we say. I mean, it's a mind trick. It's a Jedi mind trick to say you don't have any free will. You're an animal, so you're my slave.
That's right. And what's wild is that they've always pointed to the science to say, see, science shows that we're just these biological robots at the mercy of the genes or whatever. And yet, cutting edge biology is showing us quite the opposite. And that it's the environment, it's the experiences. In other words, it's the universal energy that guides us, not the biological gene.
Well,
God, if you will.
I mean, mainline science is now saying that DNA is a receiver of some type.
Right. So where's the transmitter?
It's incredible. I mean, look, we don't know one millionth of what we really are.
That's true. But we're told to listen to the hired experts who say, oh, well, here's who you are, you know. So in other words, we're down to a situation where it's just like whether you're a witness in Dealey Plaza in 1963 or whether you're watching the plume go off the California coast on November the 8th, it comes down to, well, who are you going to believe and trust, your government or your own lying eyes?
It's incredible. Give us your breakdown on what this means, what the message was from the Chinese right as Obama was meeting with them.
Yeah, well, that's the key to the point, is the timing, okay? First off, a few months before, we had conducted naval exercises in the South China Sea, and we were firing off missiles and doing all this stuff. We were flexing our military muscle at China, you know, in preparation for Obama's trip over there, where he's begging them to continue to take the U.S. dollar as a trading.
And their message was, we can blow L.A. off the map in 5 minutes.
Exactly. Now, exactly. So they were just, it was tit for tat. It's a saber rattle for saber rattle, except here's the thing, the Pentagon and the government cannot admit that it was a Chinese missile, even though it was not aimed at us. It didn't blow up. It didn't cause us any harm. It was just a little show of force. But they can't admit to it because, think about it, Alex, if they admit that the Chinese are able to slip a submarine up to within 35 miles of our coast and fire off a large missile, then the trillions of dollars that we've poured into our anti-missile defense system is wasted.
Well, I mean, if it's a suicide mission, they can't ever stop submarines. The Chinese have hundreds and hundreds of them. They just pull up and fire their Polaris knockoffs. Thanks to Bill Clinton and Donald Rumsfeld, they transferred all that stuff in the mid-1990s through Laura Allen Hughes to them.
That's right. And I've said for years, and I remember telling you this, Alex, that should Bill Clinton have been impeached? Absolutely. But it shouldn't have been for sex. It should have been for giving our weapons technology and nuclear technology to China.
But that's what the CFR wanted.
Exactly.
To watch those traitors sit around and brag how they're destroying America and how they're Maurice Strong and all of them moving to China. I'm telling you, now China's the biggest owner of our debt. I'm sick of it.
But Alex, I have to admit, I am puzzled by one thing. China obviously is building up a huge military. Their military leaders, as you have said and I've seen in the past, have said that war with the United States is inevitable. But wait a minute. Why would they want to knock off their greatest consumer base? I mean, go to Walmart. Everything in there is made in China.
But that's a phase to destroy all small businesses in Europe, England, and the United States. They're using globalism and mercantilism to deindustrialize for a post-industrial world. Once they've consolidated all power and wiped out their competition, then the wars, the starvation, the bioweapons will be used to wipe the population out, as Henry Kissinger said in 1973.
Okay. It is part of the eugenics plan and part of the depopulation plan, which, by the way, Alex, I cover in my new book, The Trillion-Dollar Conspiracy. And just to show that these folks, they're not just saying that if we don't change our ways, we're going to have overpopulation problems. Prince Philip, I quoted Prince Philip. He says, if there is reincarnation, I want to come back as a deadly virus to help solve the overpopulation problem. So, Alex, as you well know, but most people haven't quite got to this point, these folks, they're not just wanting to control us. They want to kill us. They want to reduce the world's population. It's all there.
No, it's all official. I've now got the Rockefeller Foundation documents, how they put it in the vaccines,
Yeah. What
they do. And
that comes back to the chemtrails and everything else, the fluoridation of the water, the chemicals, bad food. They want to kill us. And people need to understand this because when you're sitting there preaching on street corner, Alex, and it's not just a philosophical debate. This is a matter of life and death.
I know, and I see bureaucrats and people and cops laugh at me sometimes. Most of them don't. I mean, because you got a uniform and a badge, you think you're part of the system, so the system couldn't do wrong. I mean, my biggest piece of evidence is the tens of thousands of admitted murderous chemical, biological, radiological tests that our own government's done, and every other major government's been caught, murdering their own military, their own bureaucrats.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these people practice evil to see if they can get away with it. It's all very scientific. Now, listen, give me your WikiLeaks data.
Okay, quickly. Well, the WikiLeaks thing obviously is a ploy in a step towards trying to destroy the Internet. But when you go back to it and look at it from its broadest perspectives, you have to wonder about this Assange character, where he came from, who are his ties. The thing that really gets me is that WikiLeaks is on Pirate Bay, P2P services out of Stockholm, Sweden, which is owned by Carl Lindstrom, a self-professed Swedish neo-Nazi. So, you know, wait a minute. Is this all, again, another false flag thing? They've admitted that none of the information that has been made public through WikiLeaks has actually done any harm. It's just kind of embarrassed to these governments, okay? So it's kind of like a limited hangout to get everybody upset. And now you have idiots that are, say, calling for Julian Assange, they're calling for his execution. You know, and here's the thing. Years ago, if everything was, if the playing field was level, as we've all been taught, and government's in its place to serve and protect us, and God's in the heaven and is all right with the world, well then, you know, I would tend to say, yeah, that's kind of bad, releasing out secrets from the government. But when you go back and see that the government has been caught lying to us, not once, twice, three times, four times, on and on and on, all they do is lie to us, then I'm sorry, anyone who tries to bring out truth, good, bad, or indifferent, you know, we should be supporting that rather than condemning it. But I think it's simply, considering the connection, it's just simply a ploy to raise up this public indignation.
Well, that's the psychological warfare op.
Exactly.
They make you support Assange, because if you don't support him, they're going to set the precedent to shut down the web and arrest people that are leaked information like you or I, who've gotten many leaks over the years. But expanding on that, they now admit they're going to use it to start curtailing the web. And the UN has announced that just a few days ago. CTV out of Canada, internet groups here, UN could threaten cyberspace. They want to bring in a new sedition act.
Got the Cybersecurity Act of 2010 they're trying to push through, which gives the president a kill switch.
Yeah. No, it's very suspect, and Assange admits he's excised stuff at the request of agencies. So I can't sit in judgment of Assange, but the thing doesn't pass the smell test, and everything we predicted with it's now unfolded. Final segment with Jim Marsh, straight ahead.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Guest, if you want to get his new book, it's a New York Times bestseller, The Trillion Dollar Conspiracy. You've got it available right now at Infowars.com on the online video bookstore, Shopping Cards. And you may know all about the New World Order and the banking takeover and what's happening. Your friends, your family, your neighbors don't. But I've never seen a time where people are more ready to be awakened. And you're also supporting the alternative press. We were talking about the alternative media. I've seen statistics even from CNN going back about 2 years ago. The alternative media 2 years ago passed the Rubicon and became more influential, more readers, more viewers, and is more trusted, more than 2-1, than the mainstream corporate media. So we've got this perfect storm of old media, government, mega corporations, all pushing now to censor the new media. They're scared, but I got news for them, Jim. I want to see if you agree. They're not putting the genie back in the bottle. They're not, you know, the cat's out of the bag. The people have had a taste of real, you know, news. It's over.
I totally agree. And with the internet, for example, it's global. They could try to, you know, China is still having all kinds of problems because they've tried to shut it down over there. But when you can put up servers in Sweden and in Russia and bounce it around to South Africa and then come back to India, I think the genie's out of the bottle. And I unless there's some way to just, you know, completely turn off all electricity in the world, I don't see how they can shut it down.
China just banned Skype. I mean, how do you ban one of the most popular computer programs out there?
Exactly. But that shows how desperate they're getting. And, of course, they're getting desperate in this country, too. And they even have a worse problem here because they've got to somehow bulldoze their way through Congress and through everything else, through the FCC. And, you know, they've got a lot of control, but they don't have total control. And people are beginning to wise up and realize that.
Well, it's an incredible new book, and congratulations on it being so successful. The Trillion-Dollar Conspiracy, How the New World Order, Man-Made Disasters, and Zombie Banks are Destroying America. Again, available at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Jim, in just a minute or two, because we're almost out of time, and I appreciate you joining us here, one of the last shows of the year, to give us a synopsis of the book.
Okay, well, here's what's wrong with this country, here's who's behind it, and here's what to do about it. In a lot of my past books, Rule of Secrecy, the Rise of the Fourth Reich, et cetera, people always said, well, you always tell us this bad news, you know, what can we do about it? What's the good news? So actually, there's a whole section in the back of my new book, The Trillion-Dollar Conspiracy, that says, here are ways to fix a broken society, and there's a lot, and unfortunately, though, most of them would all come back to either rescinding or passing new legislation, which then brings it back to Congress, which is either bought and paid for or totally intimidated through secret terror. So we've got to do something about shaking up Congress. We thought we had the opportunity this year in the presidential election year elections, but as we can see, computer voting machines once again seem to have trumped public opinion.
No, things are a lot worse than we can even see on the surface, folks. If the water looks rough on the surface, imagine what's going on right under the surface. I mean, this is very serious times. Everyone needs to put out their maximum effort to resist the lies, the tyranny, and to offer the solutions of liberty every day. The fight is on, and as we end 2010, going into 2011, these are the times that try men's souls. It was the best of times, the worst of times. A lot of bad things are happening. But it isn't till things get rough that people finally get up off their hind ends. And that's starting to happen. The destiny of our society, of our species, of our children is unfolding right now. Jim Marrs, always wonderful having you on. God bless you. Let me say bye to you here at the end. Lou Rockwell and others coming up at Infowars.com audio stream. Stay with us.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.